Last week, a California-based medical marijuana company purchased a Florida one for $53 million. There have been a couple of these sales lately. Yet only now is the Florida Department of Health's Office of Compassionate Use coming up with rules to govern ownership transfers. The office's director, Christian Bax, says the rule is aimed at quality control.
And so we're asking for the same information that we would ask for another MMTC applicant.
The department wants new owners to go through a similar process as the original ones did, including background and financial checks. In the absence of firm rules on everything from how much licenses will cost to ownership transfers, the department is trying to put in temporary rules to fill the gap. These temporary policies are called variances. The Office of Compassionate Use has been under fire from all sides. It's been accused of moving too slow, and earlier this year, Florida lawmakers threatened to cut its funding. Some players, such as the Lockwood Law Firm, which represents medical marijuana companies, want the department to speed up rule development. The firm's Devin Nunley wants to see changes that will get new products to patients faster.
We have two major concerns with the proposed rule today. The first is that it lacks a turnaround time, and any delay in the variance approval process really slows down our clients. So we were hoping to see a rule that would give the office a certain timeline, something like 15 days, to approve or deny a variance request so that we could have some certainty in that regard.
More recently, a Leon County Circuit judge gave the department a week to make rules regarding smokable marijuana, after the same judge earlier found the state's ban on smokables unconstitutional. The deadline to make those rules was Monday. The state appealed the decision Friday, and in a statement, a health department spokesman says patients have access to medical marijuana in different forms already under state law, and that it's making progress in making medical marijuana available to the more than 117,000 Floridians who have licenses for it. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.